continue our message in Deuteronomy.
我们今天继续演讲那个《生命记》。
So one morning, I was having breakfast as usual at a coffee shop in Tiong Bahru.
有一天早上，我在Tiong Bahru的一个咖啡店里面吃早餐。
Now it's quite a common occurrence there to have old people sometimes coming, carrying a big bag of tissue and then asking if you want to buy some for a dollar.
在那常见到一些老人拿着大皮包，放着很多的那个纸巾在贩卖。
Now occasionally there will also be one or two who will just beg for money instead.
偶尔也有些人只是来讨钱。
Now one morning, a man was was doing just that.
有一天早上，一个人在讨钱。
And he was walking from table to table, and then he would just stretch out his hand.
他从一个桌子到另外桌子伸出手来讨钱。
Now he came to this middle-aged, quite big-sized fella who was eating alone.
他来到一个大个子的一个中年人，独自在那边吃早餐。
And he was wearing, I think, a business attire because it was a long sleeve and has a tie.
他的长袖带着领带。
And so when he came to this man, the man asked, "What do you want?"
当他来到这个人的时候，那人问他你要什么？
So the old man mumbled something you can't hear.
这个老人在口含不清的在讲一些话。
Then the man asked again, "What? What do you want?"
这男的又在问你要什么。
Now at this point, I'm slightly irritated.
在这时候，我会感觉到有点恶心。
I was thinking that, well, this old man is obviously asking for money.
显然的，这个人是在讨钱。
So I felt that either you can choose to give him some money, or you can choose and signal to say no.
我觉得你可以一些给他一点钱，或者跟他讲不要给。
And you know the skinny old man can just move along.
这个老人可以去到别的张桌子。
Why? What is the point of this? You know such questioning?
你没有需要，没有必要这样的质问他。
So you can tell that I was a little angry.
你可以讲我有点生气。
And the man continued, "What do you want?"
而这个男人又再继续问你要什么。
And then after hearing some more mumbles from the old man,
当听到那个老人家讲了一些东西以后
，He said, "Okay, so you want food, is it?"
哈、啊，好，你要食物是吗
？So he set the man down on the same table.
他让那个男的，那个、老人跟他坐在同一张桌子。
Then he walked to the noodle store beside him.
然后他走到那个小饭摊上面。
He said, "One bowl of noodles for this old man, I'll be paying."
给这个老人家一碗面，我会还钱。
And in the end, they sat on the same table opposite one another and ate noodles.
最终，他们两个人坐在同一张桌子上，一起吃早餐。
Now at that point, I feel quite a little bit ashamed of myself.
在当时，我感觉对自己有点羞愧。
I felt that I had learned a good lesson on what is dignity.
我觉得我在这里学到一门功课，就是有关于尊严的功课。
And there I was, you know, judging the man because I thought he was harassing an old man.
当时我判断他是在骚扰这个老人。
But yet I felt that he treated the man with more dignity than all the times when maybe I bought tissue from the disabled or I was supporting a street musician.
他这样子的行为比我平常跟那些买纸巾或者是捐献给那些街头艺人。更加的对这个老人有尊严的有尊敬。
He treated the man with more dignity because he treated him like any other person and not just a beggar.
他对待这个老人比我们对待他们更加有尊严，是因为他把这人当成是平常人，而并不是一个乞丐。
He's not just a beggar, a role that had to be dealt with or to be brushed aside.
他不是当这一个乞丐，让他赶快打发他走而已。
He is treating him as a person.
他把他当成是一个人。
And because this is an engagement between a person and another person, if you want something, then you have to speak up and ask for it.
他把他当成是一个人与人的互动，所以你要什么东西，你开口问。
And if it's food that you want, then I will be buying the food for you, and I'm not just giving you money.
如果你是要食物，那我就买食物给你，而并不是只单单给你钱。
I'm not just dispensing you away as if you have no part in my life.
我不是单单为了打 打发你，因为你不在我的生活里面。
And if it's food that you want, then you are eating food with, together with me.
如果是你要吃食物，那么我们大家一起吃。
Now, in a way, I think you can also tell that this man is behaving quite strongly against the old man.
那我们可以看到，这个人对这个老人似乎有点强势。
And I'm sure that initially the old man would really just rather take some money or to just walk away.
我想这个老人可能是宁可选择拿了钱就走。
But I admire that this man did not take the easy way out.
但我很欣赏这个人没有走简单的路。
And rather take this time to really engage the man properly.
而是愿意的花时间花精神好好的对待这个老人。
And in doing so, he has honored the old man with dignity.
他这样子做，等于是看重这个老人的尊严。
And it was a person-to-person engagement.
这是人与人的互动。
Now, I'm sure when you are listening to the story, you may have your own interpretation of what is right and wrong.
我相信大家听了这个故事以后，你可能有自己的见解。
Because this how a society or how an individual should deal with the poor and needy, this has been an age-old topic.
因为在我们在这社会上应该如何的对待老人、对待残缺人士跟这些弱势分子，这个是一个很古老的一个话题。
Whether it is ancient times or modern times, as Jesus said, the poor you always have with you.
无论是过去到现在，耶稣说穷人是一直会跟我们在一起。
And it goes without saying that if you are a responsible community, you should be helpful towards the poor and needy.
我们不需很自然就认为这个我们的社群里面就是应该照顾这些弱势及需要帮忙的人。
But the question here is how and in what way?
问题现在是在这里是我们应该如何的做。
In our passage today, we can identify at least one key criteria.
今天我们学到一样的东西，就一个标准。
And the important criterion is that help should be given away, to be given in a way that preserves human dignity.
那就是我们无论帮忙，就是要维护一个人的尊严。
And so we will take some time to look at many different scenarios which are used in Deuteronomy as examples.
我们将用不同的情景来讲这个维持尊严的问题。And、我们以《申命记》来做标准。
And after looking at these examples, I will then give some of my personal reflections.
当我们拿这些例子以后，我再讲述我个人的反思。
Now the first scenario relates to lending money to the poor.
第一个情景就是当我们借钱给穷人的时候。
In an earlier chapter, it's already said that you should not charge a fellow Israelite interest, whether or it's on money or food or anything that may earn interest. You cannot charge interest when you're lending money to the poor.
过去我们提到了，当你借钱的在以色列人里面，你们不可以拿利息。
But even though you may not charge interest, you may want to take some form of collateral to ensure that the borrower will eventually return you money.
虽然说不能够拿起利息，或者你需要拿一个抵押品，是来保障你的钱以后可以拿回来。
And this is what we read in today's passage. I will just read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. When you make a loan of any kind to your neighbor,Do not go into their house to get what is offered to you as a pledge. Stay outside, and let the neighbor to whom you are making the loan bring the pledge out to you. If the neighbor is poor, do not go to sleep with your pledge, if their pledge in your possession. Return their cloak by sunset, so that your neighbor may sleep in it. Then they will thank you, and it will be regarded as a righteous act in the sight of the Lord your God.Now, on one hand, the law is there to protect your property rights.
一方面，这个法律上立法保护了你的那个财产权。
And it also honors any commercial dealings or monetary dealings.
它也尊重了那些正常的商业交易。
But it also sets limits to the creditors so that the dignity of the borrowers would be preserved.
但是他也给债权人一个极限。 使到这个债务人能够有保持尊严的时候。
And so you see that you cannot go into the debtor's house, no matter how much he owe you, and you cannot seize the collateral of your choice.
所以你不能够进入那个债务人的家，而随便拿起你的那些抵押品。
You cannot humiliate him in front of his family.
你不可以在他家人面前羞辱他。
And if the debtor is so poor as to have to use his cloak, you know, which he uses as a coat in the day and a blanket as the night, you must return to him at night so that he will not freeze to death.
所以当债务人是很穷的时候，拿他的外衣裳来做抵押的时候，你甚至来做晚上盖被的时候，你就不应该把他拿走，让他晚上没有的解冻。
And you must return.It to him yourself so that he does not have to even beg you for it.
你甚至需要先还给他，他不需要来要求你、哀求你。
And this is the first scenario.
这就是第一个情景。
Now the second scenario refers to those workers, the type of workers who are fully reliant on others for work.
第二个情景是那些工人，他们在工作的时候，他们只是能够在你的工作里面引起他们的钱财，拿起他们钱财。
And you know that it's an agricultural society, so for workers who are like that, they will have to be either landless or tradeless. They are fully dependent on others.
所以在一个农业社会里面，这些人一般上是没有自己的土地，也没有那些生意的经验，他们真的是需要这些业主们给他们工作。
And so, and this type of workers, they can only find employment seasonally, maybe only during harvest time and things like that.
所以这些人只能够在一些季节里面才能够找到工作。
And in this second scenario, this is what it says, do not take advantage of a hired worker who is poor and needy, whether that worker is a fellow Israelite or a foreigner residing in one of your towns, pay them their wages each day before sunset,Because they are poor and counting on it. Otherwise, they may cry to the Lord against you and you will be guilty of sin. Now, employers, of course, they have their own interest to ensure that these workers really put in a day's work.
当然，这身为雇主们，真要需要肯定他们的雇员是真的在工作，值得拿回他们的票价。
And so maybe they will withhold payment until they are satisfied that at the end of the day, yes, the work has been done.
所以他们就会把他们的那个工资先收起来，直到看到工作完成后才给。
But as you can imagine, you know, after the work is done, they are employers and they may lack this sense of urgency to really quickly pay them.
我们可以想象到有些雇主，虽然说工作完了，他们却没有那种紧迫性的将钱还给人家。
Now this law spells out that it is God who watches over these people who are desperate and he becomes the protector of the poor.
而在这立法里面我看到神就是保护者，保护这些穷人，让他们肯定他们的钱能够即刻被还。
And if you have a late payment, well, you might claim that, oh, this late payment is really out of my own interest, or you might say that, oh, this is just an oversight.
如果这些迟的薪水迟发薪水，有时我们会认为说，哦，那个是因为要保障，或者是忽略了。
But here we see in this law that it says that it is your responsibility to preserve the dignities of all these type of poor workers, and you have to be really sensitive to their needs.
在这立法里面看到，这是我们的责任，要把这个钱付上去，来保存这些人的尊严。
And the third scenario refers to the families of criminals.
第三个情景是看到了那一个罪犯的家庭。
And it says here that parents are not to be put to death for their children, nor children to be put to death for their parents. Each will die for their own sins. Now, even though the law at times does deal with cases based on people as their family units.
虽然说在立法里面有时候有看到了在处理这些罪犯的时候是以家庭为单位。
And remember how I talked about what they have was a clan-oriented society?
记得我过去讲到的是指到那个班系的那个社群。
But this time, when it talks about capital punishments, that means punishments that has to deal with the death penalty, it chooses a more compassionate and caring interpretation.
但到了死刑方面，这律法里面就选择了较为宽恕的一个解释。
Now this law keeps in mind that there are those who are fully dependent and very the most vulnerable even within a family.
这里我们看到是那些最容易被欺负或者是最软弱的群体，
such as those who are very old or those who are very young, maybe the toddlers of a family,
或者是老人或者是小孩。
If they are truly innocent, they did not make any decisions with the family decisions, then they should not be punished along with their family members who are criminals.
所以他们如果是无辜的，他们就不应该与他们的那个家庭那些犯罪的人一同被惩罚。
So after looking at these three scenarios, this is the summary statement.
看了这三个情景以后，我们做了这样的一个总结。
It says, do not deprive the foreigner or the fatherless of justice. Do not deprive them of justice. Or take the cloak of the widow as pledge. It says, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. And this is why I command you to do this. Now, in all the three first scenarios, it talks about how actually the laws of the people of God should be exercised.
在看了这三个情景后，我们看到这些神的子民在律法里面应该如何的应用。
Now, because on one hand, we say that yes, the law should recognize the rights of creditors, the rights of employers, or the rights of any aggrieved plaintiff.
一方面，我们看到了在法律立法里面看到了这些业主物债务债权人以及这个原告们的权利。
But on the other hand, when you are exercising these rights, he says that this right cannot go beyond infringing the dignity of a person, especially if they are poor and needy or helpless.
也就是说，当你在应用你的权利的时候，你的权利的时候，你不应该侵犯到每个人的尊严。
And he says that when you exercise these rights properly, now this is justice. This is using the law in a right manner.
就是好好的应用你权利的时候，这就是公义。
No matter who you are, you have the right to be recognized and to be treated as a human being.
无论他是谁，他都应该被当人来对待。
And this is justice.
这就是公义。
And the law will give attention to situations, especially situations where, you know, whether human welfare or human dignity, they are protected in case, you know, you should exercise the law overzealously.
那么，无论是在任何的情况里面，我们个人的尊严都应该被保护，免得当一些法律的程序在应用的时候过当，而侵犯到人的主权。
And let's look at another scenario. This fourth scenario refers to proactive things that you can do to help the poor.
我们再看第四个情景，是我们如何的帮助穷人。
He says, when you're harvesting in your field, and then you overlook a sheaf,do not go back to get it. Leave it for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you with all the work of your hands. And if you beat the olives from your trees, do not go over the branches a second time. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. And when you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, do not go over the vines again. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow.Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that is why I command you to do this. Now, as you were listening to this law, you might think that, isn't it easier to just, you know, harvest more thoroughly and then just give a portion to the needy?
当我们看到这个经节的时候，我们是否会疑问，为什么就不要全部把收成收好，才来分给这些需要的人呢？
Now, it might have been easier to do that.
或许这样做更加的简单，更加容易。
But if you think about it, this biblical method actually allows the needy the satisfaction of work. They can work and harvest for themselves.
但是如果我们想深一层的话，圣经里面是要这些软弱人士也能够有自己的成就感，在自己的工作、自己的能力里面 拿到他们所需的。
And it creates condition whereby even if you are the most underprivileged, you may also have a sense of accomplishment, a sense of self-reliance because you harvest your own food.
所以虽然你是一个弱势分子，你也有自己的这个成就感，能够自力更生，拿到你所需要的东西的食物。
Now let's look at another scenario, and this regards to how punishment should be executed.
我们再看另外一个情景，看这个惩罚应该如何的进行。
He says when people have a dispute and they take it to the court, and the judges will decide on the case, acquitting the innocent and then condemning the guilty. And he says if the guilty person deserves to be beaten, then the judge will make him lie down and have them flogged in his presence with the number of lashes that the crime deserves. But then he says, but the judge must not impose more than 40 lashes. If the guilty party is flogged more than that, then your fellow Israelite will be degraded in your eyes. Now here we see that it's not just the family members of criminals that has to be protected. He says here, even the criminals themselves also deserves respect.
在这里我们看到不使那个罪犯的家庭成员得到保护以及尊重，甚至这个犯罪分子也得到一定的保护在他们的尊严上。
Now you might expect that this precaution say, oh, no more than 40 lashes and the judge have to make sure it's correct and so on. You might think that all this precaution is for the criminal's benefit, you know, so that he will have, it's a very humanitarian gesture to protect them.
我们或许以为这是因为人道立场，避免这个这个罪犯过于受伤害。
But here we see here instead that Deuteronomy tells us it is so that the criminal will not be degraded in the eyes of the community.
但在这立法里面，实际给我们看到是，让我们看到是在这种情形之下，这罪犯在他们的社区里面不至于被鄙视。
And we see here, therefore, this verse actually is a very good summary of a principle that has been going through all these five scenarios.
从这一段里面，我们其实是一个很好的总结，有关于我们刚才的五个情景。
Here we see that there is a concern to protect the dignity of everyone.
这里我们看到是每一个人的都需要被他们的尊严都需要被保护。
And you see, it's a very human tendency, you know, to devalue wrongdoers. Say, oh, he has done wrong, we must judge him, you know, he's bad, he's criminal, maybe he's less than human, he's a monster, he deserves to suffer, and so on. It's a very human tendency to do this, and the law, therefore, protects us from doing such things.
这是人之常情，将这些罪犯们贬得很低，而在这立法里面，反而是要我们避免这样的一个。
And the law here reminds us that even criminals, they are also human beings who bear God's image.
在这立法里面提醒我们，罪犯也是人，也是拥有神的形象。
That no matter how much we punish them, they should not be degraded in the eyes of the community.
无论他们是如何的被惩罚，他们都不应该在群体里面被鄙视。
And as we reflect on all these five scenarios, we see how these laws or precaution or injunction or instructions, they were given to teach the, community how to treat those who are marginalized.
我们这五个情景都看到立法里面怎样的警示提醒注重我们怎样的去这个避免这弱势群体被欺负。
And even though they may not have the Yellow Ribbon Project or you know the community chest,
他们虽然也许没有这个黄色纸袋或者是公益金
，but they have one underlying basic principle.
但是他却有一个主要的准则。
And this principle is that every human being has their dignity.
那就是每个人都有他的尊严。
It may be hard to see the link of these laws to the Ten Commandments. How does this come from the Ten Commandments?
我们可以简单了解这些立法跟这个十诫有何关系。
But these laws were actually elaborations of that commandment which says, Thou shalt not bear false witnesses.
而其实这些立法就是十诫里面的 不可做假见证。
Now to assault a human dignity is to bear a false witness.
当侵犯一个人的尊严，就是给假见证。
You might say, how does infringing a human dignity bear false witness?
我们在想，做假见证跟那个侵犯主权有什么关联呢？
Because our actions actually says what we are thinking.
因为我们的行为等于是我们在想的。
And what do we think? What are we actually thinking when we infringe a person's dignity?
我们在侵犯一个人主权的时候，我们在想什么呢？
We are thinking that this person who is made in God's image is actually less value than a small monetary sum, or even less value than a cloak, the price of a cloak.
我们在想这些人，因虽然说神的也是神的创造，但是这些人他们比起这个是不没有价值的，不值一文的，甚至比一件衣服还便宜。
That is our false witness.
那就是我们在做假见证。
Because how we treat others reflects how we think about them.
因为我们如何对待人，就是我们在怎样思想这个人。
When we honor someone, we treat them with great respect.
当我们看重一个人的时候，我们很尊重他。
And when we look down on someone, we treat them like dirt.
当我们不尊重的时候，我们就鄙视那个人。
And so it's very easy and also very dangerous for us to think lowly of a person who is poor or a person who did wrong or a person who is fully vulnerable and dependent on you.
所以这是很危险的，当我们看清一个比较弱势或者是犯错或者是需要我们照顾的人。
I say it's dangerous because the moment you forget that they are also made in God's image, they are also a human, they also have their human dignity,The moment you think wrongly, you forgot about that, that is when you will act wrongly and you are denying their worth before God.
我之所以说这是危险，因为我们忽略了、否认了他们也是神所创造的，也是有他们的尊严，也是他们的价值。
And when you act in ways that infringe their human dignity, that is where you are bearing a false witness about their worth.
所以当你在侵犯他们的尊严的时候，等于就是在做假见证。
And it is not only just about how each of us should behave, it is also about how the community should behave.
这不单单是指我们个人应该怎样子做，也指到整个群体面应该如何做。
And as a community, how should we help the poor? This is the question.
整个群体面应该告我们要问的是，我们应该如何救济贫穷。
And when we help the poor, let us do it in such a way that they can work for themselves, they can also live with dignity.
我们在救济穷人，就是说他们可以独立自主，可以自力更生，有他们自己的自尊。
And when we punish somebody who do wrong, let us be able to let them also, even though they are paying for their mistake, but they can also continue to live with dignity within the community in the future.
当这些过犯人被处罚的时候，我们还是要保持他们尊严，让他们能够在将来能够回到群体里面生活。
Now in our laws or our instructions on what to do, on how we help these people, it is important not only how we see them, but also how they can see themselves.
在我们对待他们是不止我们应该如何对待他们，也包括了他们应该如何的对看自己。
Now, some of you may be familiar with this Project Kitchen Dignity.
这里或者有些人会熟悉那个厨御厨的这个厨尊这个工作这个事物。
And is their philosophy? What is this Dignity Kitchen?
他们的这个哲理是什么呢？哲学。
He says that, you know, what they do is that they are Singapore's first hawker training school for the disabled and the disadvantaged people.
他们是新加坡第一个训练这些残障人士做这个小贩的训练中心。
And they operate like a real food court, allowing the public to experience and interact with their students just like regular eating places.
他们经营真正的食品中心，就像其他的就餐的那个地点一样，创造了公众和我们的学生互动的机会。
And in this way, they believe that this will actually enhance the educational value inside out for their students to the public, as well as outside in from the public to get used to handicapped people servicing them.
通过这个方式, 我们相信, 提升了从学生到公众, 从内而外的教育价值, 同时由外而内, 也使公众适应, 残缺人士为他们服务。
So it's just to, you know, allow the people to perceive them correctly and allow them to be able to perceive themselves correctly.
这让我们考, 使到人们对他们更加的正确的认识, 也让他们对自己有更加的正确的认识。
And their mission statement is to build and return the dignity to the disadvantaged and disabled through vocation with passion.
所以他们的主, 主要的方向就是让 这些残缺人士、残障人士能够不只有一技之长，也更加的认识到自己的价值。
And I think this project is very well thought out because it gives the community a very proper perspective of how to see the disabled amongst us.
而我觉得这一个策略、这项工作考虑得很周全。 让这些人不只能够自力更生，也能够更加的对自己有这个自信。
And it is for us to see that even though they are disabled, but they are also valuable contributing members of the community.
我们也看到，虽然说他们是残疾人士，但是他们对于我们的社会也有他们的贡献，也有他们的价值。
And it allows these people to have a proper perspective of that perspective of themselves to see that hey, they are also people who can live with dignity, with rewards from their own efforts.
让也让这些残疾人士有对自己有更好的层面，知道自己也有自己的尊严，自己有自己的价值。
Now all these scenarios that we have seen so far is talking about how we should protect and preserve human dignity in exercising our laws.
我们刚才所看以上所讲的，只看到在立法里面怎样的保护个人的尊严。
But the laws did not just stop at human dignity.
但是在立法里面不单单停止在人的尊严而已。
It continues to say that animals are also God's creation, and they also deserve to be treated with respect as well.
他甚至提到了那个这个动物也应该被尊重。
And so the next scenario refers to animals who are working for you.
我们另外一个情节看到，为我们工作的牲畜。
He says, "Do not muzzle an ox while it's treading out the grain." And we see here that Israel's respect of life and living things it extends from all levels of the society, and now it goes even beyond to incorporate even the ox.
现在我们所看到的这个，甚至这个尊严用到的那个我们。 为我们工作的牛,
and when the animals, he says here that it when it's working, it deserves to be feeding itself.
我们怎么看到的是，他们替我们工作，他们就应有他们的食物。
And while we are on the topic of animals, it is not just animals who are working for you. Your respect should even go to animals who belongs to others.
而这个尊重不只针对我们自己的动这些牲畜，也包括了。 其他人的申诉,
he says here in Deuteronomy chapter 22, if you see your fellow Israelites' ox or sheep straying, do not ignore it, but be sure to bring it back to its owner. And if they do not live near you or you do not know who owns it, then you must take it home with you and keep it until they come looking for it and then give it back. Do the same if you find their donkey or cloak or anything else that they have lost. Do not ignore it. And if you see your fellow Israelites' donkey or ox fallen on the road, do not ignore it. Help the owner to get it to his feet. And we see in this scenario that it's not just enough that you do not cause harm unintentionally to anybody, but you should actually strive to do good to others.
在这里，这个情景是告诉我们，我们不单单不可以故意的去伤害这些动物，我们甚至还需要去帮忙他们。
And we help even animals because we respect and recognize the value of life.
我们帮助这些动物, 因为我们看到这些动物的价值。
And in the next scenario, we see that it's not just animals who belong to you or to others, even animals in the wild, we must respect them.
我们现在不只看到的是生禽的加速，也包括了这些野生动物也被尊重。
And in the final scenario, it says here, if you come across a bird's nest beside the road, either in the tree or on the ground, and the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young. You must take the young, but be sure to let the mother go, so that it may go well with you and you may have a long life. Interesting. Why this? Well, it's to prevent the depletion of the bird population.
为什么要这样子做？那是要防止鸟类被灭亡。
You cannot take the mother and the young at the same time.
你不可以将母亲跟那个年轻的鸟一起带走。
Because if you were to take the mother, then because the young has not reached maturity, it would have doomed the young, and it would have been the same effect as just taking both young and old.
因为当你把母亲带走，说年轻的不能够自立的话，那年轻那个小鸟也跟着会死亡。
But the young, yes, you may take it as food or the eggs. But you leave the mother alone so that the mother can continue to rear other offsprings in the future, and therefore you ensure this continuation of life.
当你把小鸟带走做你的食物的时候，把母亲留下来，那母亲至少以后还可以再培育新的小鸟。
Now all these laws that we have seen, 8 different scenarios from humans to animals. After listening to them, you might say, "Oh well, that seems quite obvious to me."
我们刚才从提到人到动物这个八个景象，我们或许认为很自然，是啊，就是在我来讲没有什么。
You say, "Well, if I was there, I would do that. Yes, no problem."
因为如果是我也会这样子做。
But one thing I learned from looking at history is that learning respect is never obvious.
但从历史的教训，我们看到学习尊重不是很自然有的。
Learning respect is never obvious.
学习这个尊重不是理所当然的。
Now you may argue that, well, respect, it has to be earned.
你或者说你要人家尊重，你要自己争取。
But I say that respect has to be learned.
但是我要说的是，尊重是要学习的。
Respect to be earned, respect to be learned, there's a big difference here.
一个是争取，一个是学习，是很不一样的。
Now we might be inclined to respect something or someone if we see its value to us.
我们很容易的去看重、尊重一个，如果那样东西对我们很有价值。
Whether it's somebody who's influential to you or somebody something that is very valuable to you, to respect it, that is obvious. Yes.
一个对你很有影响力、很有好处的，你当然很自动的会去尊重他。
But when the value is not obvious, we actually have to learn about respect.
但如果那价值不是明显的时候，我们就要学习如何去尊重它。
And let us look back at history.
我们再看回历史。
Think about all those days before women's rights or the days before the anti-slavery laws.
我们在想，在这个妇女保障的那个法律跟那个对抗这个奴隶的法律施行之前。
The respect of human dignity, no matter who you are, that you have human dignity, that is never obvious.
尊重人权，尊重个人尊严，是不是理所当然的？
And imagine if this is the way how we see humans in the past, the animals would only be worse.
你试想，如果过去的人类都这样的被，这群人都这样的被对待，我们更不用提到那个动物了。
So as we look at these Ten Commandments, we are talking about how to shape this community, and if we say that we are a community that is the people of God,then we should have laws, we should have instructions that teach us what is respect and how to respect.
所以当我们看这世界的时候，我们就想到了，这也是在告诉我们，教导我们在这个神的群体的里面，我们应该的怎样的尊重人，尊重这立法。
And if we just choose to rely on what feels right or what is obvious to us, then the marginalized will only continue to be marginalized.
如果我们只是看着那些很明显的，大家理所当然会去尊重的，会去看重的，那么那些弱势团体，总还是照样的被忽略跟轻视。
Now in conclusion, I'd like to share a personal reflection on our society today.
在这里，我想反映一些我个人现在对这个社会的看法。
Now I was watching this Korean drama called The Chaser.
我在看这个韩国的戏剧叫这个追记者。
Now inside there is this character who was a politician and he was aspiring to become the next Korean president.
这里一个政治犯，这个sorry政治家要尝试做竞选总统。
And this character said this thing that was quite interesting.
而这个政治家讲了一句有兴趣的话。
He says that when the chariot needs to go out on a journey, running over some bugs is unavoidable.
当一辆战车走奔走在路上的时候，会捏死一些小虫是难免之事。
When the chariot needs to go on a journey, running over some bugs is unavoidable.
一辆战车经跑在奔驰在路上，压死了一些小虫是难免的。
Does this sound right to you?
这样的一句话对大家是否是很容易同意的？
If we want progress, some sacrifices are unavoidable.
当我们要有发展，有经济发展，一些牺牲总是难免的。
Would that be true?
是事实吗？
Now in the context of the Israelites during their time, well, they of course they will welcome progress in their society.
在当时的以色列人，有一些发展前进当然是好的。
But it often comes as a surprise to the smaller rural communities, because their older values or their customs have been affected.
但是也因为这些发展，很多那些小乡村的穷人，以及一些很有人情味的一些风俗习惯都被牺牲了。
Because of their wealth or whether it's the promotion of trade.It has caused to undermine all these old traditional values.
这些为了经济发展、经济建设，很多这些传统的价值观都被破坏了。
Maybe some of their kampong spirit has been missing.
很多那些甘榜的那些精神都已经没有了。
Now the laws in today's passage therefore teach the Israelites that no matter how much the economy may change, nobody has the right to harm another man's dignity.
所以在这里立法里面告诉我们，无论怎样的情形，无论怎样经济发展，人的尊严不得破坏。
On the contrary, because the Israelites are the people of God, they need to strive to protect dignity through active ways or even very sensitive ways.
所以身为神的子民应该更加积极的去保护这些尊严以及避免破坏。
Similarly, I think that our country, yes, has progressed a lot over the decades.
没有错，我们几十年来，我们国家都得到很好的经济发展。
And as we progress, I think the government has did well in giving subsidies to the poor or to ensure equal opportunity through education or through employment.
在这些经济发展里面，政府也照顾到那些弱势团体，给予平等的就业机会。
But for the sake of economic progress, I worry about certain unavoidable sacrifices.
但是我真的相信，担心为了这些经济发展，经济很多的那些弱势团体的就被牺牲掉了。
Whether it's higher inflation,
无论是通货膨胀
，or public services that were being privatized,
或者是私营化。
Or maybe it's just global competition and a general faster pace of life.
或者是环球性的发展，更加紧凑，更加紧张的这些竞争。
I'm sure that over the years, there are many who have struggled to cope.
我相信很多在这样多年来，很多人都是在挣扎中求存。
And as Singaporeans, as we get busier and busier and busier and busier, it's very easy to overlook those who are needy.
当我们新加坡人越来越忙的时候，很多时候就忽略了这些所需要帮助的人。
But today's passage teaches us that there is no such thing as minding your own business.
今天我们所学到的功课就是没有所谓的你只管你自己的事。
There is no such thing as minding your own business.
这是没有自己顾自己，没有这回事。
If you can play a part in restoring someone's dignity, then everybody's business is your business.
如果我们对尊重每个人的尊严，让他们能够恢复尊严的话，那么每个人的事也是我们的事。
Whether it's lending money with kindness,
无论是好心的借钱给人家
Maybe it's treating your domestic helpers treating them well and with dignity.
善待你的这些女佣。
Or maybe it's giving an ex-convict a job opportunity.
或者是给那些过去的囚犯职业。
Or maybe it's fighting animal cruelty.
或者是防止虐待动物。
Now I know, of course, there are no easy solutions.
我知道没有简单的做法。
As a secular country, the law must protect business, even the casino business.
在一些世俗化的国家里面，我们需要保护商业，甚至这些赌场。
But our Bankruptcy Act, for example, will protect the debtors from their creditors so that they, for example, they cannot seize their tools of trade, they cannot seize clothing, bedding, furniture, household equipment, or anything that is needed to satisfy the basic domestic need of a family.
但在这破产法案里面，却是照顾了这些破产者，使得他们还能够自力更生，使他们能够生活，所以影响到他们的个人的工作者都还被保护着。
So even in our Bankruptcy Act, for example, there is this very, very minimal to preserve human dignity.
所以这在我们的这一个破产法案里面，也尽量的在保护了人的一个尊严。
And I'm also thankful for laws such as, for example, the Maintenance of Parents Act, which protects parents who are in financial trouble.
我也很感激这个保护这个父母的法案。让这些需要帮助、需要照顾的父母得到照顾。
And so this is how we see the law can do its part.
这个我们是看到法律上可做的工作。
But privately, I also know that the welfare from this country actually goes beyond the written law.
那么我也知道，在我们的国家里面，有时候也做超越这些法律上所写的条文。
Even though we say there's no free lunch, but you know, if you are truly desperate and you are really living on the streets, then I know that the police will actually bring you to a state nursing home.
就警察如果在路上面看到一些真的是需要帮忙的人，他们会把他们带进那个政府的
老人院。I know this because we actually had a church member who actually lived like this.
我知道这个是因为我们教会也有这样的人。
Now, and so we see, therefore, the country can also play its part. Not.
所以我们看到国家需要扮演他们的角色。
And today, as we think about how we should live as a community, as the people of God.
而我们今天应该想到的是，身为神的子民，我们应该如何活呢？
The law can do its part. The country can do its part. And we, as the people of God, we should strive to do even better.
在立法上做到这一点，国家也尽量的在做这样的工作，而我们身为神的子民，是否更需要做得更好？
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you. Lord, we thank you because your word is a light on our path. Let us continue to think about how we can live by your word and to live out your will as a community.And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们来思想今天的信息。